Hey everybody, this is Giancarlo Alino reporting for BarnBurner.ca with another edition of the SmackDown Update. Tonight's episode of SmackDown kicked off with a New Day in the ring talking about their matchup at Survivor Series against the Street Profits. They're interrupted actually by Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental Champ, and he goes on about Bobby Lashley and how he's going to be the one coming out on top this Sunday. This then leads to Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode coming out. And talking about that they wanted a tag team title shot. And then King Corbin also comes out. And this then leads to the Street Profits joining in. And an 8-man tag match following the team of the champions, New Day Street Profits, taking on Intercontinental Champ Sami Zayn, King Corbin, and the team of Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. Not the longest of matches. Was interesting to see New Day and the Street Profits team up. They get the win here, and after the match they just meet in the middle of the ring, raise their titles, and end the segment. So it's not going to be really a heel or face team going in. They're just going to be sticking to their own characters, both the faces going into that tag match when they square off to find out which brand has the more dominant team. Next up was the qualifying match to join the SmackDown women's team, Natalya taking on Tamina. This was quick. Natalya gets the win with the sharpshooter. Tamina taps out, so Natalya gets her wish and joins Team SmackDown. Bayley was also added to the team before this match, so now their team is set going into the pay-per-view. Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre had a contract signing, both going back and forth here. Roman Reigns sat at the head of the table, going on with the character being the tribal chief. So it was good that they did that, the small little details. And they ended it there with just hyping it up. And Drew McIntyre leaving, making Reigns leave, him standing in the ring as they close it out. So a contract signing that actually goes according to plan for them. Next up was Seth Rollins versus Buddy Murphy. Pretty good match here. We saw Rey Mysterio, Dominic, and Aliyah get involved. But Buddy Murphy gets the win at the end. So probably the biggest win so far since moving to SmackDown and really breaking out on his own as a single star. The next contract signing took place was for the Women's Championship. The two champions, Asuka, Sasha Banks, in the ring. Their whole rivalry throughout the year by Michael Cole was brought up. And then Carmella came out to attack Sasha while Asuka just let her. So it just adds more to that rivalry that Asuka hasn't really forgot, even though that she's a champion of Raw. After this was the time for the main event, Daniel Bryan, Jey Uso. This was a pretty good match, and Daniel Bryan does get the win this time after Jey Uso kind of beat him in a squash match the last time. So Daniel Bryan wins, then celebrates to end the show. We also found out Otis is going to be the final member of Team SmackDown. Chad Gable is also with him, so that could be a new team forming. Otis, for now, is on the team. Obviously, anything can change. Maybe they add someone else last minute, but Otis takes a final spot. That's the final episode before Survivor Series. Stick around because there's a Survivor Series preview and recap this Sunday. And once again, next week, starting with the Monday Night Raw recap. Thanks a lot.